I've been interested in reading your, I guess, our blog posts, comments you've been putting online about the so-called WikiLeaks story, the one that they title at WikiLeaks.com. They call it collateral murder. And if you go to the website, if you click onto the story, you might have seen it on Fox or CNN this week. Everybody's been talking about it. WikiLeaks, a website that fought to get the videotape with the audio, which they edited down, and they purports to show kind of the what they present as sort of the cold-blooded killing of a couple of Reuters photographers, at least the avoidable deaths of a couple of Reuters photographers, and what they claim is the misinterpretation of data that these were not people that were standing around as insurgents with guns trying to shoot down helicopters. These were guys who were just gathering on a corner, and they were just cut down by these helicopters with the laser guided type weaponry. So, and I was interested to see what you wrote about that in response to. Do you think that was, is that a fair description of how WikiLeaks was presenting it?
Yeah, no, I think you've got their side perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, how would the other side is that WikiLeaks then had over edited the tape, presented it in the worst possible light, and that in fact this was a justifiable attack and one that was without error. It may be distasteful to us, but to look at what actually happens in Iraq, this is not uncommon. This was not beyond the pale.
Yeah, I mean, my whole take on WikiLeaks is that I don't believe that they're craven. I don't think that they're doing this because they're, you know, evil and they're trying to, you know, destroy the legacy of the military. I think they just are naive as to what combat's all about. This whole story centers around journalists from Reuters.
Right.
Now, when American forces go outside the wire, and we have embedded journalists, we've seen it with named people, Bob Woodruff from ABC News. These individuals get hit with IEDs. You know, we lost another reporter from CBS. These are high-profile people. They get hit with IEDs. They're in the line of fire like anyone else. And a lot of these large wire services, they use, you know, what we call stringers, which is basically just a warrant. Hey, I'll pay you $2,500 to give me footage. Well, a lot of times you see great footage of an IED because, quite frankly, the person who laid the IED is who took the video, or
right.
Someone right over his shoulder. So here you have two probably very innocent journalists that were trying to probably get the other side of the story, and they made the mistake of hanging out with insurgents with weapons. And, you know, they had taken fire. It's all documented, and the only issue with cutting the tape was that you would have actually had a little bit more background as to what the situation on the ground was, that Apache showed up to provide support for troops on the ground. Now, they shot him with a 30-millimeter cannon. That's a high-explosive round. It's basically like little mini grenades, so 5 meters of shrapnel in every area. There's no other weapon system that gunship can use other than a missile. So they used the most surgical weapon that they had, and what's regretful, I mean, children were hurt, and civilians were hurt, and none of this is desirable. My whole point of view, though, is that I've been on the other side of that, and I
right.
know what pain is caused when you make when you are doing the right thing, trying to protect your friends or save your own life, and someone that had nothing to do with it is wounded. You might put up an exterior of, hey, that's no problem. But you're every time you shave, you're thinking about that little boy and little girl. And for WikiLeaks to imply that this was murder, or this was done on purpose, or that this was some cavalier cowboy attitude by radio, these pilots were talking to each other kind of like, hey, go get them, let's get some. You don't know what's inside the guy's soul. You don't know what that guy's going through now. And he has no idea of what he's just done when he pulled the trigger. So,
well,
I think it's a little bit of a Monday morning quarterback.
I think we let's stipulate it's all Monday morning quarterback. Now, the question is, you know, sometimes Monday morning quarterbacks are right. You know, sometimes the day after the game, you go back and you go, well, if he just only tucked the ball under his arm and ran one more yard, they would have won. So I think facts and evidence are always going to be that it's Monday morning quarterbacking. That having been said, you know, I don't want to talk too much, but let me play a little bit of this. This is some of the audio from the WikiLeaks tape, as we're calling it. And it, again, this is edited. We even had to take an edit from an edit because a lot of it has a profanity in it, and we didn't have a chance to do a lot of bleeping of it. But here's some of the helicopter guys talking about the people that they're shooting at on the ground, just so people who haven't seen the whole tape at least get a taste of what we're talking about, and then we'll get back to it here with David Bellavia. Jesse, you want to run a little bit of what you have there?
Bushmaster 7, roger. This is Bushmaster 7, roger, engage.
1-8, engage. Clear.
Come on.
Clear.
That's a fairly neutral part of the tape. This isn't the part where they're sort of talking cavalierly about the people that they're shooting at or talking.
I think that's the primary issue. Well, just to help the audience as well, right after that, a van pulls up, and one of the injured individuals is trying to be – it's obvious that he's trying to load an injured individual into the van, and the Apache comes back and then puts fire into that van, into that vehicle. And in that vehicle, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that there was a child in that vehicle.
There's two children.
Two children
in the front seat, yeah.
And of course, you know, I mean, there's no way the Apache knew the kids were in there, and he engaged the van anyway. And, you know, what it really comes down to is that I have no doubt that the military did not want this to be public. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and defend the home team. This is quite embarrassing, and no one in their right mother wants this on your show in a national audience. Don't get me wrong. At the same time, though, I think people have when you don't understand a lifestyle or a profession, you know, people hear you as a professional talk show host, and they think, well, this is great. He shows up to work. He just starts talking. There's no preparation. There's no anything. And then if they got to actually see what goes on, it's not as sexy anymore. There's a whole lot that goes on behind the scenes, and this is a perfect example of we hear 8 people were killed, 12 people were killed. We hear about the bad guys. We don't necessarily know how ugly and messy this stuff is. And a lot of times, the guy with a rocket on his shoulder, he likes to hide behind people.
Right.
In my case, children were always going up to these insurgents because they were the cool guys on the block. They were like little local heroes. And when you took them out, you inevitably took out kids, too.